across Teesside County, Durham in North Yorkshire. And this morning, our reporter Sean Williams has been to Stockton because she's there to find out more about the work that goes on for Treetops Children's Occupational Therapy. Today, they are opening a new sensory clinic, and Sean's been to meet the people there.
My name's Dawn Dunn, and I'm the director of Treetops.
Hello, my name is Dawn O'Hanlon, and I'm the business administrator at Treetops.
Hi, my name's Karen Noe, and I'm a parent of a child who comes to Treetops.
Okay, let's start with yourself, Dawn. What is Treetops, and what is occupational therapy for anyone who's never had to experience this?
Treetops is quite a unique place. We specialise in sensory processing difficulties for children, and we treat and assess children to overcome those difficulties. Occupational therapy, it means occupation as anything you do in your life. So it could be from getting up out of bed, getting ready, getting dressed. It doesn't actually mean a job, you know, as most people think of occupation. So obviously we're very involved with schools as well, because that is part of a child's occupation. And if a child's got sensory processing difficulties, they'll struggle to function, not only from a movement point of view, which Karen mentioned, you have children with dyspraxia or a developmental coordination disorder, but often sometimes they struggle to tolerate almost touch and sounds and sights, so they get very distressed very easily. And a lot of the children that we see may have a developmental disability as well, so they might be autistic, ADHD, but a lot of the children come without a diagnosis. And really, over the years, what we found is the parents who come to us are often probably at the end of the tether a little bit. You know, they've gone through health, they haven't always got any answers to some of the problems that the child's you're presenting with. And equally as well, even if they have got a diagnosis, they then find they don't get very many interventions. And really, Treetops is about offering those interventions, helping children in a far more proactive way, not only from helping the families, but also educating other people and putting in interventions that can go into home. Obviously, we've got a specialised clinic here with sensory integration that we use to help effect change in the child's nervous system, so that child will be able to tolerate that touch, will be able to wear those items, you know, those clothes some children can't manage wearing, socks and shoes, will be able to sit upright in school. So it actually helps so many areas. It's a real functional is what we do, really, and it encompasses the whole child is what I would say.
We look at the facilities that you have here, a lot of it looks like to me like a soft play area, but it's a lot more, there's a lot more to it than that, isn't there?
Yes, there is. The sensory integration room perhaps looks like a sensory room, but in effect what it does is the children will have a plan treatment intervention session, and when they use the room, it's actually targeting the central nervous system and the sensory systems. And when we talk about the sensory systems, you're talking about your balance, your movement system, your muscle memory and your touch system. So therefore, using some of the sensory equipment, the child will be actively moving and actively stimulating those systems, and whilst they're doing that, it's really good fun. So what happens is they develop the skills as a normal child should do, a typical child should do, without actually thinking about it, because they're really engaged in the activity. And that's the real beauty of sensory integration and occupational therapy. We use activities to really develop those skills for the child.
And I know that you are helping the children here in Stockton in this new centre, but it goes beyond that, doesn't it? There's a whole family behind that child, and this is where you come in, Dawn, as well, isn't it? Supporting a bit of a wider community than just the individual children.
Yeah, I mean, I'm one of the administrators in the parent support group, so it was really to help families who thought they were on their own with the I mean, it started off sort of like in Newton Aycliffe, but then it's grown and we have members all over the world now, so it's quite a good community. And we take the children out, we book venues, and it just makes everybody, they can all talk so that they don't feel like they're the odd ones out.
That must make such a difference.
Oh, it does, definitely. I mean, I know Karen, who is with us today, she's one of our members, and I think she would agree that it's definitely something that we couldn't do without.
Absolutely. Karen, let's hear it from you then. Tell us about your experience with Treetops.
We came to Treetops about 3.5 years ago now, really trying to help us understand my son's behaviours, and we'd gone, you know, through other health options, we hadn't really got anywhere. And as soon as we walked through the door at Treetops in Newton Aycliffe, they totally got my son and totally knew like how we could help manage his behaviours, and gave us some like sensory approaches to use. And from then we've moved on to feeding therapy.
What difference has that made to him? his life?
Oh, it's made a huge difference to his life. Just being able to sleep on a night time, because he wouldn't be able to settle to sleep because he was so hyper. So, you know, just to do some calming activities before bedtime really helped him. And also to sleep all night rather than getting up and down every couple of hours. Really helping him with his fine motor skills as well, so that he can, like, get dressed independently. We've also been doing feeding therapy. So Thomas would only eat soft mashed food. He would gag if there was any lumps in his food. So when he was about 5 and a half, we started doing some feeding therapy with Treetops. Really, that's made a huge impact. So 2 years down the road, he's now eating pizza, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, fish fingers, but also he's comfortable eating those foods, and it means as a family we can go out socially and we can go out to eat.
It sounds life changing for your whole family.
No, it absolutely is, yeah.
So what does it mean to be able to come here to the Stockton one, and knowing what you know and what you've been through, what do you think this will mean for the families of the Teesside area?
I think it'll make a huge difference to families like ours that are struggling and are a bit lost, and I think it'll just really help those children, give them some strategies to help them, like, manage in the real world.
What a great place. And what great people as well. Treetops Children's Occupational Therapy opening in the sensory clinic in Stockton there today. And you're hearing that story from our reporter, Sean Williams.